This is the Online Marketing Research Podcast, sponsored by SurveyDepartment.com. Today is July 1st, 2008. Hi, I'm Fritz Robinson. I'm the Senior Research Manager at SurveyDepartment.com. Each week, I'll discuss a topic that has something to do with online marketing research. We might be talking about online surveys, online focus groups, different types of extended focus groups, blog studies, panel studies, and hybrid studies. If it's about marketing research, using the internet as a communications channel, it's in our sights. And we want to hear from you too about our program, so please leave comments. We'll use those comments to choose topics for future podcasts. Now, if you'll notice, our blog and our podcasts are connected, cover a lot of the same topics each week, so you can go from one to the other. Today we're going to talk about observation, which is probably the first marketing research method ever used. And marketing research has come a long way since then. If you're looking at our online marketing research blog, you'll see a photo of a trash can. And beside the trash can are a lot of boxes. And in the trash can, things are stuffed high and things are hanging out of the trash can. And there are a lot of brands on those boxes and items. What's really fun is to take a class or a group of people and have groups try to describe the type of person who actually has that trash can. The difficulty with that observation is you really can't tell why those people use those brands. Now, the first time this really had been done that we know of was a project by Charles Coolidge Harline back at the turn of the century, the turn of the 20th century, that is, in Philadelphia. He wanted to convince people to advertise in the Saturday Evening Post, specifically Campbell's Soup. So he built a sampling plan and went around to garbage cans in the Philadelphia area and took them to a National Guard armory and dumped them all out on the floor and started counting Campbell's Soup cans. Well, he convinced Campbell's Soup to advertise in the Saturday Evening Post. It's a pretty stinky way to do marketing research, very unpleasant. I wouldn't want to do it. But let's not discount the observation method. Most companies do it without even knowing it. If you don't have the funds to conduct professional studies, it really isn't so bad. You can observe customers and prospects at events and conventions, the grocery store, retail outlets, or during customer visits if you're a B2B business. You need to see how your product is purchased. Go shop your competitors. See how your product's being used in the household or in the workplace. Engage your customers in face-to-face conversations. Ask them what you want to know directly. You know, the observation method employs the real entrepreneurial spirit to get so many of our businesses going in the first place. Senior management really benefits from jumping into the mud of the marketplace. That's a term I think I stole from bottom-up marketing books or maybe the guerrilla marketing books, but it really works. When observing, take along somebody who can be brutally honest with you, someone not associated with your venture. What they say might be painful, but it'll be the truth. After you've spent quite a bit of time observing, it's a great idea to spend some time thinking about what you've experienced. Write up a case study. Write down some bullet points that summarize what you think you've learned. After observation, you might just be ready for your next step into marketing research. You first have to go through a problem definition phase. You need to figure out what you want to know, or better yet, what you need to know to meet your business goals. One of the most efficient ways to conduct marketing research today is using online marketing research. I'm always honest with my clients about research methods. At SurveyDepartment.com, we only conduct online marketing research. A client could benefit more from some traditional approach. I always refer or suggest that they use another marketing research firm. But what's neat about online marketing research is that we can use the same communication channels that your customers use every day, and they're using them more and more frequently. Social media has really taken off, especially with younger customers. And it's something that we can use to our benefit when doing marketing research, and it's all done online. That's where this podcast comes in. We'll discuss all sorts of things concerning online marketing research over the coming weeks. Don't forget to provide lots of comments so that I can use them when I come up with future topics about online marketing research. Today, I really didn't even talk much about online marketing research. This podcast was more of an introduction to future programs, but I really do want to hear from you. As you can tell, I like to talk about marketing research. It's something I've been involved with for a long time, and now it's even more exciting than ever because of all the new opportunities to conduct research in different ways. That's all for now. This is Fritz Robinson from SurveyDepartment.com. Thanks for listening.